AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A four-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas should be going into effect soon in Gaza. Qatar's foreign ministry spokesman Majed al-Ansari says through a translator it should pave the way for the first release of Israeli hostages.
There are some civilians captives from one family. They will be released all together within the first batch. And as I said, 50 people will be released by the first day. 13 only will be released.
Sound courtesy Al Jazeera. An unspecified number of Palestinians also to be released from Israeli prisons and more aid to be allowed into Gaza. But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Britain's foreign minister Israel remains determined to destroy Hamas.
There's no hope for peace between Israel and the Palestinians, between Israel and the Arab states, if we don't eradicate this murderous movement.
In other news, the FBI ended its investigation of the fiery car wreck at a border checkpoint in western New York, finding no evidence it was a terror attack. Residents of Livingston, Kentucky have been told they can return home after a chemical fire caused by a train derailment was extinguished. And the East African nation of Somalia has been hit by catastrophic flooding.
Residents of the central Somali town of Beledweyne waded and swam through the flooded streets, which had become more like flowing rivers. Hakima Mohamed Harid, a mother of four, including one who's disabled, said she fled with her family to Beledweyne to escape battles between the extremist group Al-Shabaab and Somali government forces. All our belongings were washed away by the floods, so we escaped only with our lives. They're not alone. According to the humanitarian group Save the Children, the flooding has forced an estimated 250,000 people out of their homes. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is AP News. Thanksgiving football. In Detroit, the Packers beat the Lions 29-22, while in Dallas, a defensive record set as the Cowboys hammered the Commanders. Dave Ferry has the story.
Another pick six by Deron Bland and four more touchdown passes by Dak Prescott highlighted the Cowboys' 45-10 dismantling of the Commanders. Bland set an NFL record with his fifth pick six of the season, returning at 63 yards to cap the Cowboys' 25-point fourth quarter.
It was my perfect one just to show my teammates the returns, because that's what they said. They've seen all the pick sixes now. They said they've got to see one with some returns, so hopefully I showed them.
Prescott was 22 of 32 for 331 yards, hitting Rico Doughty, Brandon Cook, CeeDee Lamb, and Devontae Turpin for scores. Sam Howell ran for Washington's lone touchdown and was 28 of 44 for 300 yards. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thank you, Dave. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening, and happy Thanksgiving.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at schwabvious.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.